Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Mattson, who's president of Starnet Commercial Flooring Network. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. You have a meeting in New Orleans that starts on Friday. I want to talk to you about that meeting, but I thought maybe we'd start first talking about market conditions. I know you stay in close contact with your members. Talk a little bit about how business conditions are doing now in the third quarter.
Well, I'd say that our members continue to be more upbeat about the economy overall. 2013 started off a little slow, but it's really picked up momentum through the year. Looking at our numbers, the members had a very strong summer, specifically June, July, mostly. And I'm hearing from the members that September has been quite robust. So we expect to have a good finish to the year. And as you would expect, you know, the trends are very much a lot of strength in hard surface, and a lot of work that would be linked to those types of products.
Well, just as the market closed, I got the Interface numbers. I see that the third quarter for Interface in the Americas is up 6.2%. They're saying in this release that hospitality, education, and government are the stronger sectors, and healthcare and retail are down. Is that the sense of what you're getting, or what are your members seeing?
Well, definitely hospitality has had a big kick up, and you know, I think it was pent-up demand from years of not touching that sector. Education's always held well for us, specifically higher education, and there's been a lot of work over the summer in the colleges and universities. I would say our members' healthcare continues to be solid, but not growing at the same level. And retail's actually been good for our members. So that's one place where we may differ.
So let's go to the meetings. I mentioned your meeting starts Friday, and Starnet meets twice a year. Generally, this fall meeting is a little bit less attended. Are you expecting good numbers? Talk about that.
Well, we've had extremely good numbers. We do expect less at this meeting because this is not a mandatory meeting. At this point, we have 60 attendees higher than we planned, which fortunately we're in a large hotel, so we had the rooms to play with, but it's been kind of a scramble to get everybody set up. We're, of course, delighted. You know, we love when people come to the fall meeting. A lot of our members prefer the fall meeting because it's strictly business. And we're very, very pleased with the attendance.
Most people know that at this meeting, you also invite your vendor partners. So this increase in attendance, has it been on both the membership side and the vendor side?
It's on both sides. Clearly, the members now are bringing more than one person from their company. Our theme, as you mentioned, is marketing.
Right.
And we're basing our whole format on discussion and sharing of great ideas. This is an area that I think, especially through the recession, the members have seen the importance of really marketing their business and differentiating themselves in the market so that they stand out as a top provider. And I think the members who are here are really expecting to learn a lot from each other. We have general sessions, we have discussion groups, and we do have an outside speaker also at this meeting.
So who's your speaker?
Our speaker is Wayne Breitbarth. He's an expert on LinkedIn, and he's going to spend Saturday morning talking about how best to utilize that tool for business building and also in hiring.
Don't you have breakout sessions that get into specific areas of marketing?
We do. We aren't doing our traditional workshop format where it's more of a presentation. Instead, we have three breakouts on Friday afternoon. One is talking about retaining and growing your customer base. The other is talking about attracting and broadening your customer base. And then the third one is talking about building a new service. So for members who are getting into floor care, or members who are getting into ceramics that perhaps they haven't done in the past, or giving advice on how to break into a new service, again, to expand the business.
Yeah. All right, so you're in New Orleans, which makes sense because it's in the middle of the country and it's easy to get to. Will you be taking the group out anywhere in New Orleans?
We have a welcome reception on Friday night at Club 44, which was built to celebrate the New Orleans Saints victory in Super Bowl 44. Mm-hmm. And it's a very chic, trendy club just at the opening of the Superdome. Our hotel, which is the Hyatt Regency, is actually right in the same vicinity as the Superdome. And then Saturday night, we'll have our Dine Around, which is ever popular with our members. And, of course, in a city like New Orleans with fabulous restaurants, we have a lot of excitement for that.
Okay. And what's the weather forecast down there?
For New Orleans, they say it's cool, but it's going to be in the 70s. For those of us who live in the north, it's going to be a very pleasant spring-like feeling.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. Wish you could join us, Kemp.
I wish. This is the first one I've missed in many years. Just remind the listeners who may not know, but obviously Starnet is a membership co-op organization of commercial flooring contractors. And your member count now is at what level?
We have 170 members, about 340 service locations. So we have quite a few members with multiple locations, and we're expanding our floor care as part of that also.
All right. Are you bringing any new members in at this meeting?
Well, we have three members at this meeting who are attending a meeting for the first time. We've brought four members in total this year, and that's our traditional pace, about four a year. We're not looking to wildly grow. Our members like the intimacy of the group, even though we've gotten certainly much bigger in the last several years. But where we can fill in a void or attract a great new member, we do it.
Okay. Now, do you have any new vendor partners that are at this meeting?
No. We have a number of vendor partners who debuted in April who are here, but no brand new vendor partners.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I hope you have a great meeting down there. Sounds like a fun place to be. So, again, we've been talking to Gene Mattson, who's president of Starnet Commercial Flooring Network, about their meeting, which starts on Friday. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.